Imagine studying for months, right? Mastering every single technical detail of the Sima case study, only to, well, fail your exam.
Oh, yeah, it's brutal.
It really is, and why? Not because you didn't know the material, but because you answered a question the examiner never actually asked.
Right.
So today we're doing a deep dive into the latest Sima Strategic Level Case Study Examiner's Report. This is for the November 2025 to February 2026 session.
Yeah, and our mission today is highly targeted for you. We're entirely skipping the specific pre-seen company details.
Oh, yeah, no deep lore about electric cars and battery manufacturing today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Instead, we are extracting exactly what you need to know to pass your next sitting.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because reading through this report, the most surprising reality is that failing often has absolutely nothing to do with the lack of technical knowledge.
No, not at all. Actually, that is the bluntest takeaway from the examiner.
Yeah.
The main reason candidates fail the case study is simply, well, failing to answer the question as it was set. It happens session after session.
Wait, is it really that simple?
I mean, yeah.
Because these are strategic level candidates. You're telling me they're failing just because they can't read a prompt correctly? That sounds almost, I don't know, too basic.
It does sound basic.
It sounds like going to a restaurant, ordering a burger, and the chef giving you a perfectly cooked steak. Like, great steak, but totally not what was asked for.
That is a great way to put it. And what's fascinating here is how poor exam technique leads straight to what the examiner calls level one marks. It sounds basic until you factor in exam stress. You know, candidates just panic under the time pressure.
Right, cognitive load.
Exactly. Their brains revert to what feels safe.
Which is just dumping memorized textbook theories onto the page.
Yeah, it's essentially a failure of logic. They completely misunderstand the scenario, so they fall back on these, like, generic answers instead of dealing with the actual business realities right in front of them.
Give me an example.
Well, they might ignore how relying on imported commodities exposes a manufacturer to serious currency risks.
Or, you know, they might gloss over the fact that consumer doubts about a product are a massive operational hurdle.
Right. If you are just reciting a framework but failing to apply it to those specific realities, your logic is flawed. You just aren't operating in the reality of the business case.
So if the trap is falling back into that student mode, how does a candidate actually cross the bridge from a failing level one to a top tier level three? Because here's where it gets really interesting.
So, to get to level three, the examiner's specific advice is you have to demonstrate technical understanding through clear application to the scenario.
Okay, so applying it.
Right. You cross the bridge from what the theory is to how the theory solves this specific company's problem.
And there is a phenomenal tactic in the report to help you execute that, right?
There is.
The examiner explicitly suggests that you should imagine the exam requirement is a task that has been delegated to you by a company director. Think about that for a second. You wouldn't hand a director a textbook definition, would you? You have to develop arguments and offer solid, defensible justifications for any recommendations you make.
No, you definitely wouldn't. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, examiners are essentially screening for real-world business judgment, not just textbook memorization.
Right, because a director doesn't have the time to hear everything you memorized about supply chain theory.
Exactly. They need to know what the company should do next and exactly why they should do it. When you provide that level of justification, it proves you understand the underlying mechanics of the business.
So what does this all mean? Well, for your next sitting, you need a complete mindset shift.
Huge shift.
You aren't taking a test. You are submitting a consulting deliverable. You absolutely must read those scene setting pages carefully, answer the exact question that is asked, and justify your choices like you're advising a real board of directors.
Context is everything. The examiner ultimately wants you to act like a professional completing a delegated task.
Yeah.
Which leaves us with this final thought for you to explore on your own.
Oh, go for it.
If treating the exam itself like a real-world boardroom exercise is the ultimate key to passing, how much more effective would your study sessions be if you treated your practice questions like actual high-stakes corporate consulting gigs?
Wow, yeah.
Maybe the first step to passing your next SIM exam isn't studying harder. Maybe it's firing the student version of yourself today.